Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Acts 13, the verses 13 to 25. Acts chapter 13, verse 13 to 25. From Paphos, Paul and his companions sailed to Perga in Pamphylia, where John left them to return to Jerusalem. From Perga they went on to Pisidian Antioch. On the Sabbath they entered the synagogue and sat down. After the reading from the law and the prophets, the leaders of the synagogue sent word to them, saying, "Brothers, if you have a word of exhortation for the people, please speak." Standing up, Paul motioned with his hand and said, "Fellow Israelites and you Gentiles who worship God, listen to me. The God of the people of Israel chose our ancestors. He made the people prosper during their stay in Egypt. With mighty power, he led them out of that country. For about 40 years, he endured their conduct in the wilderness, and he overthrew seven nations in Canaan, giving their land to his people and their inheritance. All this took about 450 years. After this, God gave them judges until the time of Samuel the prophet. Then the people asked for a king, and he gave them Saul, son of Kish, of the tribe of Benjamin, who ruled 40 years. After removing Saul, he made David their king. God testified concerning him, 'I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. He will do everything I want him to do.' From this man's descendants, God has brought to Israel the Savior Jesus, as he promised. Before the coming of Jesus, John preached repentance and baptism to all the people of Israel. As John was completing his work, he said, 'Who do you suppose I am? I am not the one you are looking for. But there is one coming after me whose sandals I am not worthy to untie.'" My theme for reflection is God's faithful story and our faithful response. God's faithful story and our faithful response. If you have ever been asked without warning to say a few words in a public gathering, you will know the mild panic that follows. Your mind races. Where do I begin? What matters most? In Acts 13, 13 to 25, Paul is handed precisely such a moment. Invited to speak in a synagogue in Pisidian Antioch, he does not begin with himself nor with clever rhetoric. He begins with God's story. And in doing so, he reminds us that faith is never invented on the spot. It is remembered, received, and responded to. The problem Paul addresses is subtle but persistent: spiritual amnesia. Israel knew the scriptures, rehearsed them weekly, and yet had recently rejected the very culmination of God's saving work. Paul therefore retells the story carefully. God chose the fathers, exalted the people in Egypt, delivered them with a mighty arm, bore with them in the wilderness, gave them the land, raised judges, then kings, and finally David, a man after my heart. This is not nostalgia, it is diagnosis. Forgetting what God has done leads to misunderstanding what God is doing now. Paul's retelling also exposes a second problem: resistance to God's way of acting. Again and again, Israel wanted salvation on its own terms. They rejected God's rule, demanded a king, and were given Saul, impressive in appearance, disastrous in substance. Only later did God raise up David, not by popular demand, but by divine choice. As Augustine of Hippo once observed, God judged it better to bring good out of evil than not to permit any evil to exist. Even Israel's missteps were woven into God's larger purpose. The resolution to this problem comes not through human initiative, but divine faithfulness. Paul moves the story forward. From David's line, God brought Israel a Savior, Jesus Christ. Before him came John the Baptist, who understood his role clearly. John did not cling to titles or confuse preparation with fulfillment. "I am not he," he said, "but behold, one is coming after me." John's humility stands in sharp contrast to Israel's long habit of resisting God's messengers while claiming loyalty to God's promises. Paul's sermon echoes Deuteronomy 7:7-8, where Moses reminds Israel that God's choice was not based on their strength, but on God's love and promise. Salvation from beginning to end is grounded in grace, not entitlement. History itself becomes testimony. God is faithful, even when his people are not. For Christian people today, this passage invites honest reflection. We too are tempted to selective memory, celebrating God's blessings while resisting God's direction. We may admire biblical heroes yet overlook the patience of God who worked through flawed leaders, reluctant servants, and imperfect communities. Acts 13 calls us to see our lives within God's long story, not as isolated episodes, but as responses to grace already given. The question then is not simply whether we know the story, but whether we recognize where we stand within it. John the Baptist shows us the posture of faithfulness, clarity about who we are, humility about who we are not, and courage to point beyond ourselves to Christ. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where might I be remembering God's works selectively, celebrating comfort while resisting transformation? Number two, like John the Baptist, how am I pointing others not to myself, but to Christ? And now our practical exercise for the day. Take 10 minutes to write a brief faith timeline of your life. Key moments where you can see God's guidance, patience, or correction. End by praying over one area where you sense God inviting you to trust Him more deeply now. Faithful God, you are the Lord of history and the shepherd of our lives. Forgive us when we forget your works or resist your ways. Teach us to remember rightly, to trust deeply, and to point faithfully to Christ. Shape our lives into living testimonies of your grace. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.